NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
And we've got the open
Hello.
Dudes in studio.
Hey, what's up?
Like three quarters.
Three quarters, 75%.
Yeah, awesome. Well, we're talking about Sudden Terrors. That is your new album.
Exciting. Yeah, it's our third album. We're really stoked about it because we recorded it properly this time in a proper studio instead of just in... the first one's just in a barn in Bethel's Beach, so it was a bit rough. And the second one we just kind of did in our mates' living rooms and stuff. But this one we went into Depot Sound with Morgan Allen.
Shout out.
Shout out to Morgan Allen, fantastic engineer, also mastered it. But yeah, I'm Laszlo, and we also have...
Hey, I'm Lucas.
I'm Thean, and we're missing Jack Hurst.
Yeah, shout out to Jack Hurst, our drummer. He's traveling through Europe at the moment. Get your ass back here so we can play some gigs. Thank you very much.
God bless.
That'd be really cool if he was listening in Europe to have some European listeners.
Yeah, but maybe. Yeah, that'd be great.
A French math rock podcast posted my track a couple of days ago, and I found that very nice.
Yeah, we got some French listeners. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Merci. Maybe you should like start singing in French, you know, when like a band has like... what's called fans in another country, and they start like singing in the language.
Oh yeah,
I've got a particular
that'd be a long-term
example.
Project,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. But let's talk about the first track, "Hazards On," which is also on the BFM playlist right now. You can people can vote for the top 10 for this.
Oh yes,
by the
you can
way.
Please vote for it. Yes, thank you very much. Okay, yeah. So the song is mostly inspired by local anti-drink driving PSAs because they're actually quite brutal. Like they're really full on. So I guess I was kind of going for that. It is kind of a more kind of stern tone, but it is like a pretty informal kind of yarn, really, just about drink driving. I'm not really trying to take any sides. I'm just kind of talking about it, you know. Yeah.
The track makes me feel like I'm moving somewhere, whether I'm drink driving or not. I'm not sure, but I am moving in a
don't
in a
drink
form.
Drive. Just you know. Just
yeah. Please don't.
Yeah. Get that message out there. Cool. Let's listen to "Hazards On" by Open. This is Hazards On by Open from the album Sudden Terrors.
We made a video for that song. It's on YouTube. It's pretty cool.
YouTube Open channel?
Yeah.
Yes.
Open Hazards On. Get amongst it.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
You're not going to find that if you search an open into YouTube. I'm sorry.
You'll find everything and not this. But anyway, the next song we're going to play is called Ceilings Are Low, and it's essentially about spacing out while you're watching a movie and just kind of dissociating, kind of like out of body, I guess. And I think that's kind of contrasted with the instrumental, which is like kind of the opposite, because it's very like tight and focused and quite dense. So I think that's kind of an interesting contrast in the song.
I wrote the main hook of the song while looking at a picture of a pretty field on Tumblr, and that's what I think of.
Wait, what's a pretty field?
A field. Was really flowery. Oh. There was a wooden house. There were some pine trees.
That's a very Tumblr image you've got.
Yeah, it's the iconic Tumblr image.
Like lavenders too, you know, gotta be picturesque.
Oh, I love a bit of lavender.
Mm-mm. This is Ceilings Are Low by Open.
Thank you.
That was Ceilings Are Low by Open. The next track is Understory. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, I really like this one because it was one of the earliest ones we wrote out of this batch of songs. And I wrote the main riff for the piano. I actually wrote it on the guitar maybe like 3 years ago. And then I brought it to the band and then we just moved it onto the piano because it's always fun to have like, you know, a bit of a variation in the tone. You don't want to have guitars the whole way through. And I also I'm pretty proud of my singing effort because I've never been like stoked about my voice, but this time I kind of feel like I added to the vibe instead of like distracting from it with my vocal.
Yeah, you'll hear in this song that like a lot of the time Laszlo's voice and the lyrics just really go well with each other. So, you know, there's a line where
Oh, thanks, Lucas.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a line where he says imperfect and the vocals kind of just waver a little bit. This was one of the first tracks I think we finished and we just all sat down and went like, yeah, like that was sick.
Yeah, I think it's one of the highlights of this album.
Good words, boys.
Yeah, that was beautiful. Very sweet. This is Understory by Open.
Thank you.
That was Understory by Open. Let's talk a little bit about the samples, because you're talking quite a bit off air. I think the listeners might find it interesting.
Yeah, so samples and, you know, like little textures and stuff, that's always kind of been a part of what we do for our recordings. And we usually outsource them, you know, like download things off the internet. But this time it's pretty much all recorded by ourselves, which I think is pretty cool. And this one, I was like making a coffee at work and like opening a door and like, and other things of that nature. And in the outro, there's like this creepy sound of people laughing with all these delays on it. And it is just like our friends hanging out and laughing. But in the context of the song, it sounds kind of really creepy. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got scared. I was like, oh shit, someone's like broken into the studio somehow.
Yeah.
for a quick sec.
Yeah.
The last track that we're talking about is Cohabitation.
Yeah. Instrumentally, this was one of those times where I made a guitar lead and I showed it to everyone, but then Theon wrote a lead on top of the guitar lead, and then Jack and Lucas are just trying to hold it all together on the rhythm section. And so yeah, some parts are like really dense and crazy, but then there's like a really long dropout in the middle, which like is very atmospheric. So I think that's also an interesting kind of tension. And I wrote the lyrics after I went down to Wellington for a few days and stayed in these shitty flats, and it was in winter and it was just horrible. And I was like, man, this is pretty cool. Just you know, when like winter follows you inside, I thought that was a pretty interesting kind of concept, I guess. And so it's just about you know, paying more than you should for bad accommodation, but you know, that's just all part of the, it's all part of the fun, and also all the views you get, because you know, Wellington's a really scenic city. So yeah, it's just about all those kind of images, yeah, and the shitty weather and the, that kind of emotional character, I guess.
If you like sad guitar rock music, you'll love The Stroke.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It's been really, really nice. I feel like last time you came here, it was before I was doing the show. Or I was here, but I wasn't doing it.
Two years ago.
Yeah, it was. I can't really remember. It was ages ago.
It's been a hot minute. This is Cohabitation. I always want to say Cohabitation, but it's not. It's by Open from Sudden Terrors.
That was Longplayer. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.
Thanks, NZ.